to the kingdom out of your life. Because the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So if you lose your joy, you lost a fourth of your salvation. I don't know if that's possible or not. I always thought you lose it all or none, I guess. But we don't want to lose our joy. Enough drudgery around this world anyway. May the Lord help us. The Bible said to let the peace of God rule in our hearts. Whatever that comes along going to disturb our peace, our joy, we let that go. Let it go. Keep that. Keep that peace. Keep that joy. Whatever you have to turn loose, get rid of it. Turn it loose. Let it go. But hold on to our peace. Hold on to our joy. Because without that, we're going to make shipwreck somewhere along the way. I say again, I certainly have enjoyed being here. Paul, appreciate all the love and hospitality and the concern and the hearty welcome and all. I appreciate all of that. And Paul said one time that he hadn't shunned to declare the whole counsel of God. He was free from the blood of all men. I want to be like that. I want to be like that. I want to be free from the blood of all men. I don't want to shun to declare the whole counsel of God. Somebody said, well, why didn't you preach this? Why didn't you preach that? Try my best to preach whatever the Lord lays on her heart. Won't hold back, but I don't want to preach something that the Lord don't. It's not in. So we desire your prayers. The Lord would help us not only here tonight, but we covenant your prayers as we go on out into the work of the Lord. The Lord has given me some renewed strength. He has healed my body, helped me get over some of my grief, most of it. Seemed like he's just turned me out, letting me go. And I've been many places in the last few months. And I appreciate the strength the Lord gives me. I realize that I'm not as young as I used to be, but I feel good, thank the Lord. I feel like I could run through a troop, jump over a wall sometime. I appreciate feeling good. I thank the Lord. Yeah, I don't think there's hardly a day goes by that I don't thank the Lord for feeling. I know what it is to feel bad. And I know what it is to suffer. So I appreciate every day that the Lord helps us. May the Lord bless us this evening. I was thinking about a scripture over here in Acts, the 27th chapter. I'm thinking tonight of having ears to hear. Having ears to hear. And I make this statement, and I hear other preachers make it. If there ever was a time that we need ears to hear, it surely must be in the time we're living in today. Because there's many, 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 many voices going out into the world. Many, many, many things. You turn the radio on sometime driving down the road, turn the thing on, turn it across there. All kinds of voices. Some stations just religious programs all day long, all night long. One comes on, preaches 15 minutes. Somebody comes on, preaches 15 more minutes, completely contrary to what he preached. Many, many voices in the land today. Many, many false prophets have gone out, he said, that would deceive many. And he said they would rise right up among you sometime to draw disciples after them. And so you and I need ears to hear. We need ears to hear. what thus saith the Lord. One of Brother McCoy's favorite scriptures in the first chapter of James there, he said something about be swift to hear. Swift to hear. And slow to wrath. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. Swift to hear. And if you will permit me to use a term again, we need very sensitive ears. Hearing. We need a very sensitive hearing. I don't hear as good with my natural ears as I used to. Some things I don't catch all the time, especially if it's low or fine tone or something. And I may lose my ears completely, my hearing. But I want to be very sensitive about my spiritual hearing, what I hear. I want to be able to be so sensitive about what I hear and to swift to hear it that I'll be able to recognize who's talking and what is talking. We need to be alert to what we hear and what we see. Very having ears to hear, let us hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. And therefore, Paul said here, this is using this scripture here, after they'd been out in the shipwreck and all, and Paul had told them there was going to be storms are going to be that. And I perceive that this voyage is going to be with hurt and much damage, he said. He told them that. He said, this voyage, I encourage you to stay right here. Don't get out of this harbor. There's going to be much trouble. There's going to be a lot of hurt. I encourage you to stay right here. But they wouldn't hear. And they went on out anyway. Went on out anyway. And after they got out there and got in the storm, it looked like they're all going to be destroyed. And the Lord appeared, an angel appeared into Paul and told him that not one is going to be lost. But anyway, in the 20th verse, said neither after they'd been out there 3 days, the third day or so out, when neither sun nor stars or many days appeared, and no small tempest lay upon us. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me. You should have listened to what I told you. If you'd have paid attention and taken heed to what I told you, then you wouldn't be in this problem you're in now. You wouldn't be here, look like you're going to lose your life. And they would have lost their life if the Lord hadn't intervened. But if you'd have hearkened, you should have listened. You should have hearkened unto me. And you wouldn't be in this trouble. You should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from creed and to have gained this harm and loss. If you'd listened to me, you wouldn't have gained all this harm, all this loss. Oh, folks, tonight we need sensitive hearing, ears to hear. We need to have our ears open and listening. The Bible said one time, take heed. And that means to be very careful what you hear. Another scripture said, take heed how you hear. How you hear. A lot of things being said. A lot of things being passed around. A lot of voices in the air. We need to take heed. Be very careful what we hear. What we hear. Be very careful what we listen to. Take heed how you hear. Don't just let it pass through one ear and out the other. But we need to listen. They tell me that's why, and I'm poor hand at this, they say this is why you can't remember people's names. Somebody comes along and introduces you to somebody, or they introduce themselves, and me, I forget it in 5 minutes. Maybe before I get through talking to them. But they say the reason is that you really don't pay no attention. You really don't pay no attention, really pay attention to what's being said. You just pass it off lightly, and you forget it. Don't register with you. We need to take time to listen what we're hearing. Weigh it out. Don't receive everything we hear. Don't accept everything we hear. We need, the Bible said, try the Spirit. See if it be of God. Can't take everything you hear. Take heed how you hear. You should have hearkened. You should have listened. You should have paid attention. You wouldn't be in all this trouble you're in. May the Lord help us this day. Should have heard. You should have listened. I was thinking about the Titanic that sank some years ago. They had quite a bit of write-up on that a couple of years ago. And that went out there, the unsinkable ship. Couldn't be sunk, they said. But it got out there, and it run into the icebergs out in there. Somebody called up and said there's heavy icebergs in the vicinity. Plowed right on through. Got another call. Heavy icebergs in the vicinity. This ship won't sink. Right on through. 13 times. They got warnings that there's icebergs, heavy icebergs in the vicinity. 13 times they wouldn't hear. Didn't take no heed to it. Plowed right on through. And pretty soon, a big old iceberg ripped the side of it. A 300-foot strip down the side. What was it, 1,500 people lost their life or something like that. 13 times. They said, danger. Danger. You should have hearkened. They should have listened. They should have paid attention. And they'd have saved all them people's lives. You and I need to listen. We need to hear. What thus saith the word of the Lord. We need to be able to distinguish who's speaking. What's being said. Weighing it out by the word of God. And by the Spirit of the Lord. 13 times. On the day of Pearl Harbor, which will be here in a few days. 50 years ago, I guess it was. No, 28 years, whatever. Anyway, fellow sitting on duty up there had a radar screen before him. His job was to pick up things coming in. Sitting there, and he saw some little blimps on the screen. And he knew there wasn't that time of day. He called up the officer in charge, reported it to him. The officer says, oh, it's just some planes coming in the States. Well, the planes that come into the state don't come in from the east. They come in from the west. Oh, just forget about it. They should have hearkened. They should have listened. 2,500 boys lost their lives. because they didn't hearken. They didn't listen. Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. We need to listen. We need to pay attention. We need to be alert what we're hearing, what we're listening to. And as we do that, oh, may the Lord help us. And here, pretty soon, it came in over there. Came right out of the east, right out of the sun. Rise. Tore up the whole place. Oh, there could have been hundreds of lives saved if they had hearkened, if they had paid attention. The officer said, it's about time to get off and duty. Sunday morning, just go ahead and close down. May the Lord help us tonight. Hearken. Jesus come along one time. He told the Jews, how often would I gather you together? How often would I have gathered you in as a hen does her chicks? But you would not. Now your house is left under your desk. Then he said, this old city is going to be surrounded. And you're going to be cut in here. And he said, now these things are hid from you. Talks about over there in Luke, because they knew not the time of their visitation. That old city was surrounded, cut off from the outside, and the greatest catastrophe that ever known happened right in there. Poverty, starvation, women eat their own children, and everything. Because you wouldn't listen. How often would I have taken you in and brought you in? But you wouldn't hear. You wouldn't hear. May the Lord give us listening ears. Let us be able to discern that. The Lord has built in to every one of us. I think about the equipment they later on in World War II. They got new equipment, sound gear, they call it. The ship I was on, I remember one time up in the Atlantic Ocean there, we picked up something on the sound gear. Couldn't even tell what it was. But they wouldn't take no chance. They wouldn't take a chance on it. So they followed it, chased it down. Finally, a big old fish came up. But that thing had picked that thing up, picked that fish up. Sound gear. Radar. They've got that now, can pick things up. God has built something into every one of us. We have a radar system, especially God's children, has a built-in radar system, a sound gear. And if you and I will pay attention, He'd give us something to discern with. He'd give us a conscience. He's given us a conscience. Paul said he had a conscience void of offense between God or man. And so, God has given us, if you'll bear with me to use these kind of things, give me a radar, a sound gear. And when I pick up sound, I need to be very sensitive to that. And I need to listen very carefully. Now, where's that coming from? Where's that coming from? How's it sound? Is it edifying? It is upbuilding. Is it challenging? Lord help us. Oh, I'm so glad. God give us something, folks. God gave His children something special to discern between that which is right and that which is wrong. Praise God, let us never ride over our conscience. And let's be swift to hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. And if it don't sound right, I'm not going to receive it till I weigh it out. Amen. You can't listen to everything said. You can't listen to every spirit. You can't listen to every bit of noise. You can't listen to everything you hear. Hearken. You should have listened. You should have weighed it out. I thank God. Did you ever come in contact with something, hear something, meet up with something, and you just couldn't hardly put your finger on it? You knew there was something wrong with it, but you just didn't know what it was. Oh, that's a time to be very careful. That's a time to take heed. It's when you don't feel, when you hear something, or you come in contact with something, and there's a little something. One time years ago, there was a minister around, and he kind of got off base some, and kind of got mixed up and something other. And I got up somewhere or another, and I was preaching a pretty strong message, cutting right down the line. He came up to me after the service, put his arm around my shoulder, and he said, "I believe you and I could work together." Oh, there was an alarm went off in me. It was a yellow light, what it was, a caution light. I thank God for that caution light. Pray, every child of God has got one if you'll use it. You need to pay attention to caution lights. You know, there have been a lot of people got killed because they run that yellow light. There was somebody coming this way, they decided they'd come through too. That's what that yellow light's up there for. I thank God for that. And that old yellow light started flashing. And I just kind of ignored it. But oh, I've had it to happen. Coming in something or another I wasn't familiar with. Something seemed a little strange. Something seemed a little out of order, a little out of place, just didn't harmonize with thus saith the word of God. Just didn't balance out with the Spirit of Christ. And then old yellow lights start flashing. Better take heed. Better be hearkening, listening. Oh, you and I need this tonight. We need this. As we go through this old dark world, as we live here and as we talk this morning in this world of confusion, and as we live around all these spirits and all these things that's around about us, we need to be swift to hear and slow to speak. We need, when something comes along, and it's a little contrary to the Word of God, better be careful. Better listen. You better listen to that radar thing. When that little dot starts flickering, there's something out there. Are you following me? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Having ears to hear, let us hear. And when we are uncertain about something, we need, like I said, take heed how we hear. Or when somebody brings me something, amen, I need to listen. I need to take heed how I hear. If it's a minister, if it's a message, take heed how you hear. You know, a lot of messages that the Lord sends. Sometimes the Lord burdens us to name some things out, and sometimes we do. But if you have ears to hear, God will get the message to you anyway. There'll be something there that'll touch that thing in our life. Just the anointing of the Spirit of God upon His Word. That anointing, that Spirit of the Lord. Say, yes, that's where you're at. That's where you're at. I don't mean to point, excuse me. But that's where we're at. That Word of God goes out. And when the Lord sends it, He divides it out. Old Brother Abbott told one time how he was preaching and he was just trying his best to get the message across and he was just trying to force it out and force it on the people. And the Lord says, you just put it out. I'll take it from there. And so as the Lord sends anointed message, He takes it from here. Takes it there. If I'm listening. Some folks don't have ears to hear. Some folks don't even have ears to hear. Don't want to hear what the Lord has to say. Not interested in what God has to say. But if you'll come and listen, have ears to hear, God will get the message to you. If you want to know where we're at, if we want to know where we're at, and if we're honest and we're sincere and we really want to hear what the Lord wants me to hear, God will talk to you. He'll talk to you. He'll get the message. He's so faithful. And you'll have. But you have to have ears to hear. The Bible talked about some people that had ears to hear and hear not. Some folks just hear. They're so settled in where they're at and they're so settled in themselves and they're so right in their own mind, they don't want to hear anything else. We need listening ears. We need to be willing. We need to have opening ears to hear what thus saith the Lord. So, this built-in conscience, that's what he's talking about. I'm talking about. God is faithful. I have met people that were good people. Good, looked like just everything. But there was something just wasn't right. Something just wasn't right. I've heard things that just didn't sound right. And so, I have learned, I don't just cast everything aside that I hear that I don't understand, but I like to weigh it out. If it isn't ringing clear, if it isn't a clear message, if it isn't a clear understanding, If it's contrary to the Word of God, if it don't harmonize with the teachings of Jesus Christ, if it don't weigh out with the Spirit, then we need to weigh it out and listen. Lord, I need a little better understanding about this thing. Lord, I need to know what Your will is about this. May the Lord help us. The Bible said something about if anybody bring any other doctrine or something another, Even if an angel from heaven come, bringing any other doctor, don't even admit him in your house. We have the Word of God. And we have the Spirit of God. And we have the truth of God's Word. We have, most of us here tonight, has been things passed down to us. We have principles in the Word of God that harmonize with the Word of God. If it don't harmonize, better take heed how you hear. How you hear. Oh well, they said it was all right. It must be all right. Even though I'm not convinced of, even though I'm not sure that's right. Well, the preacher said it. It must be so. May the Lord help us tonight. God deals. There was a time that God dealt with a whole nation of people. And when that nation, one person would sin, God would punish the whole nation. You remember Achan had stole the wedge of gold and so forth? Destroyed his whole family because what he done. But God don't work that way now. God works with individuals now. Deals with individuals. And God reserves the right to deal with his people individually. Amen. God preserves that to direct his people. And I tell people at home, I used to tell, working with new converts and new people and new people just gotten saved. Didn't know nothing about the truth. I said, I'm not afraid to put you in the hands of God. Let God show you. Let God teach you. The Lord, if we're honest tonight, he that is spiritual discerneth all things. If we are spiritual and we are honest and we are sincere and we desire truth and right, God will get it to us. He'll get it to us if we have ears to hear. Now we can just set ourselves down. I've got all I want. I've got all I need. Woe is that kind of person. We never stop growing. And we never stop learning. And God leads us along by His Spirit. May the Lord bless us tonight. That's what makes the Church of God, the body of Christ, different from all other things. No other, nobody else has that except the true body of Christ. And that true body of Christ is made up of individuals. As we talked this morning, it's made up of people who are saved. It's made up of humble people. It's made up of honest people. It's made up with people who desire to know the will of the Lord. And when you will listen and hear what God has to say, and you'll obey. Now I know we can't live by our conscience if it's contrary to the Word of God. But a saved and a sanctified conscience is a good thing to live by. Amen. If it bothers you, you better listen. If your conscience bothers you, you better listen. Because the Bible talks about a conscience being seared with a hot iron. Every time I ride over something the Lord's telling me, something I hear and it registers, That's what I need. That's where I am. The Lord spoke to me and I heard it. But I ride over it. Every time I do that, that's searing my conscience a little more. And pretty soon I don't have no guide. I don't have no guide. What's the old song? Without Him, I would be drifting. Like a ship without a sail. Without a sensitive conscience, a sensitive hearing, I'm like a ship without a sail. I'm just wandering. Wandering. But as I keep listening, and I keep obeying, and I keep walking humble before my God, and my conscience is clear, and my conscience is clear, and I feel God is able to touch it, and I respond to it, then that's a safe guide. Lord, let us not sear our conscience tonight. Let us not ride over the voice of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. Let us have ears to hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. Bible talked about some people, said it was back in the days of Noah. It said they didn't even know till they was come, till the flood came and took them all away. Sat there. Didn't pay no attention to what Noah said. Noah said for 100 years it's going to rain. All flesh is going to be destroyed. But they mocked at him. You're not going to. Nah, it never has rained. I don't have to pay no attention to that. I got my own ideals. I got my own opinions. I know how it ought to be. But one day, it started to rain. Just like he said it would. They should have hearkened. They should have hearkened. God had already shut the door. Their conscience is already seared. Lord, say, Lot, go down there. If you got any relatives down there, go down there and get them out. Because this place right here is going to be destroyed. And he went down, spoke to his son-in-law. And they just made fun of him, mocked. Up, get out of this place. It's going to be destroyed. When the Lord speaks to me or you about some place we're at, and he said, move out of that place. He don't mean to move over. He means to move up. Move completely out. When the Lord comes and finds me, I hear his voice and I hear his word and I hear his call. You can't stay here any longer. If you do, you'll die. Well, his son-in-law mocked at him. And the Lord said, up out of this place. It's going to be destroyed. And they lingered and wouldn't go. The next morning, they looked back and the smoke was going up from the city. They should have hearkened. They should have hearkened. We need ears to hear, don't we? Elijah went down to the brook. Go down there with that brook and going to be fed down there. And your water's going to be down there. And Elijah rose and he went. But then by and by, the brook dried up. And the Lord said, up out of this place to another place I'll show you to go. I've always said, if Elijah had stayed there, he would have died. If he'd have stayed there, he'd have died. But he obeyed the Lord up and went to another place. When we hear the Lord's voice speaking to us, you can't stay there where you're at any longer. You've been there long enough. You can't live like this. You can't please God like this now, where you're at now. Oh, you've been doing all right. Elijah was eating good. He was being blessed. All things going pretty good. But you can't stay here no longer. You'll die if you do. So he rose and he went. And when we hear the voice of the Lord say where you're at, you don't stay there any longer. You've been sitting there long enough. I'm talking about in our spiritual life. I'm not talking about geographically right now. But when the word of the Lord comes along, and the Spirit of the Lord accompanies that, and saying, you can't stay where you're at any longer, you better hear, you better hearken. Because if you stay there, you'll dry up and die. It's so important that we hear what thus saith the word of the Lord. Let us use that radar or that sound gear that the Lord has given us to guide us through this old times world. And we can be safe. We can walk. What did the scripture say? Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established. Don't just accept everything comes along. Don't just receive everything I hear. Don't just move on it. Unless it has that good, clear sound to it. Praise the Lord. Oh, like I said, the Bible speaks about a gift of discernment. I believe there's a special gift to that. But I believe every child of God has a discernment. God gives every one of his children discernment. And if they'll listen and pay attention, then they'll be saved. They'll be saved. You'll never be deceived. That's how people get deceived. I don't believe anybody's ever been deceived that first they didn't hear from the Lord. God would not allow a person to be deceived and not speak to them about it. I have never got slack in my soul that God didn't speak to me about it. I have never got off on the track a little bit that God didn't send something my way. A message, His Word, His Spirit, a song, or something or another would come to show me where my problem was and what was happening. Oh, we need this, don't we? We need to walk softly before the Lord. Oh, there's just a lot of things going on that are in the world we live in today. And things that's, well, what was wrong 100 years ago is still wrong today. But there's so many things. The world is, I mentioned this in the meeting already, the standard of the world is so depraved and so low. The morals and the things is so low that you and I need to be careful. Unless we settle for something less than the real thing. This is what's going to get us to heaven. This is what's going to get us to heaven. If you continue in my words, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Anything that tries to put you in bondage is not the truth. God is not the author of confusion. Amen. Now you all love me, don't you? I'm just quoting scripture. Amen. God is not the author of confusion. So there's only one other person that has the power to do anything, and that's the devil, isn't it? So all confusion comes from the devil. Now, we might cause a little confusion innocently sometimes through ignorance or failing to actually understand what I'm doing. But as soon as I find out, I'll make it right. Amen. So you can just weigh that out. Oh, that's been a good scripture for me. I get all confusion. One said this. One said that. Somebody else said this. Somebody said that. This is the way it is. That's the way it is. Over yonder it is. They've got it. We've got it. He's got it. And just a big old mess. I said, that's from the devil. I've had people come to the altar. And they'd say, I say, what's your problem? What do you need? What's your trouble? Well, I don't really know. Well, I need this and I need that and I'm short here and Lord said this, and I said, friend, that ain't right. God don't work like that. I said, that's the devil. When the Lord wants to show you and I something, if we got listening ears, He will show us clear and plain. And He'll only show you one thing at a time. And He'll put His finger right on it. This is what you do. You got to have ears to hear now. See, if you're not willing to hear, you won't receive it. Yes, Lord, I hear. I hear. Little Samuel said, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Praise the Lord. Speak, Lord.
About some folks, I'm not going to hold you long. We're all of you tired, I'm sure. But it says here in 15th chapter of Matthew, let me read the scripture. I believe it's where it's at. 13, I believe it is. For this people's heart is waxed gross. You know what the word wax means? It's slowly. The Bible said something about their love waxed cold. I said, Lord, what's that mean? All I know about wax is car wax or floor wax. That's all I know. Then I looked in the Bible, and it said about, who was it, Jacob or Isaac or somebody over there, it said their eyes waxed dim. In other words, it's a slow process. Their hearts is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Dull, you know. I hear it, but I don't hear it real clear. I hear it, but I can't hardly discern just what it means. When that happens, you need to be, excuse me, very careful. Our ears are getting dull. Our hearing is getting dull. And like I said in the beginning, if there ever was a time, we need to be swift to hear. It must be today. May the Lord bless us tonight. Pay attention. When that little alarm goes off, or that little beeping starts, or that little caution light flashes, better listen. Better listen. When I begin to feel uneasy about myself, when I begin to wonder about my life, better listen. Better listen. When the Lord begins to deal with my soul, I begin to see some of my attitudes ain't right. My spirit ain't right. My words don't sound right. Better listen. That's a warning. That's a warning. Warning. There's icebergs in the vicinity. When you begin to, things like that begins to happen, That's a warning from the Lord. Need to hear.
Oh, if they'd have listened,
they wouldn't have happened. You remember back a few years ago, before Russia changed, they claimed to have such great radar, and they claimed to have everything. That's before communism fell over there. And one old boy flew a plane, a light plane in there, and landed right in Red Square. Remember reading about that? You know what happened? They seen that thing coming on a radar. They picked it up. And some, two or three big high up officers, they were mewing over this thing. Wonder what that is. Wonder what that is. Well, they come to the conclusion that it was a big bird. Pretty soon that old boy just come out of the clouds and landed right in Red Square. They should have listened. It was right there on the screen. It was right there on the radar screen. All they had to do is pay attention to it. Nah, I guess it's just a bird. I guess it's some kind of flying object. And all the time it was an enemy plane coming in. The Lord help us tonight. When we see that little blimp on the earth, or we feel that little uneasiness, you know what I'm talking about? Feel just a little uneasy. I don't feel as sure as I used to. I used to have such faith. I used to have such power. I used to have such joy. I used to have such glory in my life. But now, seems like it's gone dead. Right? I don't enjoy it like I used to. Better listen. That's a little blimp on the screen. See, if you don't pay no attention to that, it'll just go on and get worse and worse. Glory to God tonight. Aren't you thankful for the Lord? Aren't you glad for the way God's got it all fixed? Perfect plan we talked about. So you and me and us, let's be swift to hear, slow to speak. One time I was at a, wife and I was invited to a certain place for dinner one day, not around here. And this sister there at the place, we were sitting down to eat dinner, and she just kept bringing this up. Talking about this one, talking about that. I said, well, that's pretty good sister, huh? I've known her for a while. Let's just pray for her. Well, then she started talking about something else. I said, well, I believe you know what we ought to do. We ought to just pray for her. Pretty soon she done that about three times. She said, you won't let me talk about anybody. Lord, help us tonight. We need to listen. Pay attention. Sometimes it's better just to walk off. May the Lord bless us tonight. Gossip is a terrible thing. A loose tongue can destroy a congregation. May the Lord help us tonight. You still love me? Swift to hear. Listen, I hear. That don't sound right. Does this sound all right tonight? This don't sound right. That ain't the way I heard it. Well, I heard that preached years ago. Don't sound like it did then. Why, the church been teaching that for years. Ministers been teaching that for years. Don't sound just like it ought to. What did it say? I'm going to quit, man. If the trumpet make an uncertain sound, how shall they know? They was one when they'd piped that old pipe over the ship. They was one of them I recognized, two of them. One of them was Payday and the other was Chow Time. If the trumpet make an uncertain sound, who's going to prepare himself? So may the Lord bless us tonight. Let us hearken to what we hear. You should listen. You should have hearkened. You wouldn't have been in all this trouble. May the Lord bless us tonight. Maybe we could stand, have a song. I trust that you will take these messages that the Lord has sent us. It hasn't been me. I know that. But hear what the Lord had to say.